Good morning. It's Global Time with Christ Jesus. Welcome to this prayer cast on this Monday morning. How about we calling it Amazing Monday? Well, it is. It's brand new and it's full of victory and power awaiting us to walk in, to run in, to rest in, and all of that. Well, welcome to our program this morning. Thank you for joining us. I trust that you had a wonderful weekend of worship. I know we did, and I'm still in the afterglow of that. It's just such a high place that God brings us to on those occasions where we come together to worship Him along with the fellowship of the other believers, and we are all gathered in one place, and our focus is directed in one place, and that's at His throne of grace. That's wonderful. That is absolutely a great place to be, and not a bad place at all to begin the week, particularly on a Monday morning. So this is Amazing Monday, and a time of following the Lord very closely, taking courage and taking heart, because He has kept us and preserved us and wants us to have the victory. He has plans that He knows of that we would walk in victory. Today our focus is separation for holy living, and we have a week ahead of us. At least we're trusting that we have a week in front of us. That's our assumption at this moment. And we have this whole week to walk with Him. And in so doing, we want to be separate for holy living. And we'll just introduce that a little bit better after we have moved into God's presence, acknowledging His awesomeness, His majesty, and looking for His blessing upon whatever we do this morning, beginning now. Let us go to the throne of grace, please. Please join me as we do that. Father, You are the King of kings, the Lord of lords. You hold all authority in the heavens and in the earth. And as we approach Your throne of grace, we seek to give You the respect that You deserve. We come before You acknowledging all of the wonderful things that You have already done. You have brought us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, the kingdom of Your dear Son. You've given us a place to stand, and You've given us a high place to stand. You've placed our feet upon the rock, which is none other than the person of Christ Jesus Himself. And for that, we are so grateful. We are so thankful. We know we could not deserve that, and we do not deserve it. But we know that there's something called Your grace and Your mercy and Your love that comes right from Your throne. It flows like water that makes glad the city of God. And we're glad today. Our hearts are satisfied. Our hearts are at peace in You and with You and because of You. So we praise Your name today. We ask that You would have Your mercy turned towards us for any failures and sin that we have committed. Any failures to reach the standards that You have set based on Your word, based on who You are. And we thank You, Lord, that there's forgiveness. So we implore Your kindness today and ask Your forgiveness for every place of failure, every place of not measuring up. We thank You today that there's the altar in heaven with the blood that applied to our lives like it was done in the old days where the blood was applied to the horns of the altar. Apply that blood to the horns of our hearts and cleanse us, make us anew, make us afresh. Heal us where we're damaged and broken. Cleanse us where we're sin-stained. In the name of Jesus, we thank you today for the access that we have into your courtroom. And we know that you are just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we receive that upon the altar of our hearts today as we present ourselves before you, presenting ourselves humbly before you. We bow our entire being before you on this morning, this Monday morning, this new day, this amazing day that you've given to us. We thank you for each person that has joined us. Bless them mightily. Those that will be listening to our prayer cast and streaming it later, bless them also with newness of heart and mind and freshness of spirit. Newness in the walk. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. And we thank you today for joining us. We, with all our hearts, do welcome you on this Monday morning. This amazing Monday, that's what I call it, something about it. This is a day of victory, and we should secure and hold that. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, I trust that you have a song in your heart. I know that I do, because of the place that God has brought us to during our worship on yesterday. Gave us crisp and fresh songs of the heart and great word for our encouragement and our sustenance for this entire day that we have in front of us, and an entire week, hopefully. So if you have a praise report, don't be bashful about sharing it. We are here just for that purpose, to give him praise, to worship him. Now is the time to worship. And so we also want to bring to him that which he has laid on our own hearts, to pray back and to pray into, concerning the things that are interesting to him. Well, just a quick glimpse at our prayer targets today. And you know, I usually depend on the Lord to give us the targets for prayer that he desires. I seek to hear the Holy Spirit, because it's not what we want, it's what he wants. And that's the important thing. And so we seek to please him, not simply to trust him. You know, you can trust God and not and simply not please him. Pleasing him would be to do that which he wants done. That's how we can be a servant to the Lord and of the Lord, to do that which he wants done. In other words, we're pleasing him, you know, and that's our purpose for being, that we would please him. So take it to heart personally that you would hear us praying big things. We're not here to pray around the corners. We're here to take into perspective the larger view that God has, and we try to receive that by virtue of the Holy Spirit speaking to our hearts. So when we ask for a praise report or a prayer request, we're really seeking to hear what God, how God is leading us in a particular prayer session, such as this one, where he wants us to go, how he wants us to pray. But we do come to these sessions not empty-handed. God wants us to come carrying burdens, carrying requests. You know, he's a God of action, and so he wants us to bring to him those things that he wants to act on, and he wants us to be on the same page with him. One of the things that is on my heart coming into this prayer cast today is praying for broken families, families that are experiencing embittered relationships. We want to pray for them. Who suffers the most in those cases? The children. And so we want to pray for broken families. That's one of the issues on our prayer agenda today. Let us take a quick look at the scripture, because God has called you and I to be separate for holy living. And let us take a quick look at the scripture and what the writer, by the grace of God, has recorded in his word. And it's taken from Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 22. And I'm reading from the Amplified Version. That's Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22. And it says, "Let us all come forward and draw near with true, honest, and sincere hearts in unqualified assurance and absolute conviction engendered by faith, by that leaning of the entire human personality on God, in absolute trust and confidence in his power, his wisdom, and goodness, having our hearts sprinkled and purified from a guilty, evil conscience, and our bodies cleansed with water." That's an amplification of the scripture taken from Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22. So he's talking about us moving to a position. He says, "Let us all come forward and draw near with true, honest, and sincere hearts." God wants us near. He wants us to move forward from where we are. And if you're beginning this day and you're in the valley, you're feeling you're having a valley experience as opposed to a mountaintop experience, well, God wants to be with you and wants you to know that he's with you even in the valley. And today we will pray against the spirits of the valley, the spirits that would hold us down when God wants to move us to a place of glorification, if you will, to a high place. He wants to free us from the valley. And it's the anointing that destroys the yoke. Praise God. Once again, welcome to all of you. And I trust that your heart is filled with joy and you're enjoying the afterglow. That's what I would call it, the afterglow of the experience of worship on this past weekend. Amen. Praise the Lord. Do you have a praise report or a prayer request? Now is the time to share it. Come. Now is the time to worship, says our theme song. One day, everyone will admit he is God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's seek God on behalf of broken families. If you have and can discern fractures in your family where there's bitterness in terms of relationships, well, just believe God that he wants wholeness for you and for your family. The Lord supports the fatherless. He supports the widow. It's all over His word. That's His heart towards you and towards us. He wants the family to be in one piece, to be whole. You know, the family is His first creation before the church. The family was created before the church. And the church was created for the family, not the family for the church. And so the family has priority on God's list. Father, we are asking for healing today of all of the broken places in our families, all of those that are broken and embittered. We pray today that those barbed wires that isolate us from each other would be removed. The irritations would serve only to give You glory and to cause us to overcome and to have the victory. We thank You, Lord, for the relationships that You've created. Mother to children, father to children, siblings to each other, extended family of the generations. We pray tonight, or rather this morning, that You would just stretch forth Your hand and You would touch individuals in families right now, beginning with our own families. You would touch them. You would impart a yearning whereby we yearn for each other. We feel the affinity and the connection that You have designed into our being and our existence. And we pull on those bands and cords of love and bring ourselves closer, not only to You, but to each other. Help us today to see where we can be a blessing, where we can be serving as healers in those relationships, where we can see Your heart, and we can see the unity and the relationships that exist in heaven between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We can emulate that in the earth for our own selves. And we know that we're not praying amiss, because that's who You are and that's what You want for us. The same thing, where we enjoy being together, being a part of God's family. We ask today that You would meet all of the stress points of the family. You will meet financial needs. You will bring supportive friends and grant hope to many who would eventually come to follow Christ. By Your Spirit, provide direction, indicators, and leading towards the cross of Jesus Christ. So we thank You today for the relationships that You've gifted us with, that are 360 degrees around us, so that we are supported, we are not isolated, and we are connected. Thereby You are glorified through Jesus Christ, because He is the healer. And we ask for healing for all the relationships that make up family today. And for those who have lost loved ones that have departed, we pray today that You would fill those gaps, fill those vacancies, if You will, with all the love of heaven and all the mercy, grace, and compassion. And so that those that are suffering separation from loved ones would feel and sense joy and would enter in. They would have joy, a peace that passes all understanding, in the name of the mighty God, the Holy One of Israel. And we all say, amen
Amen.
So that it is. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Trust God and be ready to please Him. Be ready to be used to bring about the healing. God won't necessarily have you just stand by and remotely watch what happens. He just may call on you to be cause for what happens. In other words, He has you right in the middle of the answer to your prayer, right in the middle of it. And so be prepared. Separation for holy use. Consecration is much more than setting oneself apart from sinful things. It is living a holy life as opposed to a worldly life. So we see a holy life is really the opposite of a worldly life. And it's living a life that is devoted to God and His purposes for you. It is devoting all we have to God for His use. The consecration that meets God's demands is a complete consecration with no mental reservations. To make a half-hearted, partial consecration is to make no consecration at all. God settles never for half or less than 100% of what it is that we are offering. We're to bring an entire, complete offering, not part of. You know, Ananias and Sapphira in the book of Acts, New Testament, church was experiencing revival, visitation, and move of God. And they decided of their own volition to bring an offering to the Lord. But they represented it as the whole thing, when it was only a partial. And they could have offered it as such, but they cannot fool the Holy Spirit. So they both experience exits from the physical body. In other words, they died because they offered something partial when they could have, it could have been the whole thing, but all they had to do was say so, not pretend and to fool God, because we can't. So consecration involves our whole being, all we have, and all that we are. Everything is definitely and willingly placed in God's hand for His supreme use. Father, we place ourselves at Your disposal today for Your use. We place our whole being, all that we have, and all that we are in Your hand. And we do so willingly with the idea that You will use us. You want us, and You want all of our being, not a part. So we thank You today for this opportunity that we have to love You with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our minds, in the name of Jesus, all of our being. We pray that You would accept our consecration in the name of Jesus for His glory, because He gave 100% of Himself, nothing less. And You're God, and You're total. So we're giving our total beings to you. Use us this day. Use us this week. Bring us to places that are high places in you of worship and glory and adoration. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I have on my heart that congregations all over the earth will become fivefold, and that there'll be apostles for each house.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, you want to pray into that? Lead us in that prayer. Your line is open. You're being heard. Hallelujah. Welcome.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory, Lord God. You are mighty. You are Lord of hosts, O Lord God. And we magnify you. We glorify you, Lord God. Lord God, thank you, Lord God, for the church, O Lord God, for every person, every person in the body of Christ, O Lord God.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord God, for your love, for your wisdom, for your understanding, for your word, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for every apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, Lord God. And, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that that's for the building of the church, oh, Lord God, for, Lord God, for all of us, oh, Lord God, to grow, oh, Lord God, and to be a part of more building, Lord God, for the kingdom of God, oh, Lord God. And, Lord God, we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. We know that you're able, more than able, Lord God, to cause every angel all over the earth, oh, Lord God, to seek your faith, to seek your will, to seek your desire for government and the church, Lord God, for the way that
Thank you
Lord. Designed, oh, Lord God, and for all those, oh, Lord God, members to stay where they are, Lord God, and to petition your heart for your way, your will, Lord God, in their congregation, Lord God. Lord God, we pray, oh, Lord God, that you, oh, Lord God, perform a great miracle that all over the earth, every congregation, Lord God, would have fivefold over the members, oh, Lord God, that the heads of the house, oh, Lord God, would truly love you, would truly seek you, would truly be able to build into their into the people, oh, Lord God, that's with them, oh, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, and that we would truly impact communities. We would truly impact the earth, oh, Lord God, as the body of Christ, Lord God. And, Lord God, we give you the praise right now for it. We give you the glory. We give you the honor for it right now, oh, Lord God. Lord God, oh, Lord God, that every house have apostles, oh, Lord God, have covering, oh, Father God. In Jesus' name, oh, Lord God, you're more than able, Father God. Thank you for the apostles that we have now, that they increase, oh, Lord God. Thank you for the apostolic, Lord. Oh, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We give you the praise, the honor, and all the glory, Lord God. Lord God, we shall win this war, oh, Lord God. We shall, oh, Lord God, impact the earth. We shall, Lord God, raise up the lost, oh, Lord God. We shall, oh, Lord God, be an impact to families, oh, Father God, all over this earth. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. We will have families, oh, Lord God, in our congregations, true families, Lord God, with the fivefold. And we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory in Jesus' holy, matchless name. Amen.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Well, that's God's desire for his people. That's precisely that. And the book of Acts is replete with examples. Excuse me, of the apostolic thrust that God has built in to the body of Christ so that the darkness is consistently pushed back. I'm reminded by that prayer request and prayer that they're some friends of ours in Jersey City at the Trinity Church of Faith, pastored by Elder Rivers and his wife, Wendolyn Rivers, and they have asked for prayer, and I promised that we would do that. And I think that prayer that was just uttered fits the bill, and we want God to strengthen them and also to move mightily by a visitation in that congregation. You know, we need visitations of the Lord in a mighty way, something that's not contrived, not man-made, but coming directly and initiated by the Lord. And we want God to visit this region and to touch upon the various congregations, igniting a flame that spreads. And so the fire burns brightly, the fire of the kingdom of God. Father, we pray for the for Trinity Church of Faith in Jersey City. And we pray for them that a visitation, you would visit them in a mighty way, bringing the power for deliverance, the power for victory into the midst, and that you would strengthen the pastors there. Strengthen them, Lord. Cause them to take heart, to be full of courage and being encouraged in you and being able to stand afresh. Refresh them with the showers of heaven. Cause their spirits, Lord, to revel in the glory that comes right from your throne. We pray for them on this day, that their eyes will continue to be focused upwards. They'll continue to draw from the resources of heaven, from the resources of your throne, and that they will continue to have victory as they move ministry into the neighborhoods, as they move ministry around the community, causing hearts to come to the light, that people would be translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of your dear Son because of outreach and encounters and visitations into that assembly. We thank you on this wonderful morning that our help comes from you. And so we can be confident of the victory that is already won, and we have possession of it. Bless that assembly in their goings out and their coming in and their rising up and their laying down. Bless them in the city and bless them in the field. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Just want to remind you, and once again, thank you for joining us on this amazing Monday. Well, I don't know where that came from, but the Lord dropped that in my spirit. Amazing Monday. And so we are taking it. We'll take that one, believe me. And but I just do want to remind you that on June 28th, on that day, begins the fasting and prayer season, if you will, of those who subscribe to the Muslim faith. And they have a 30-day fast going from the 28th of June to July the 27th. And the whole season is called Ramadan. That's what it's called. And the reason I'm drawing attention or your attention to this event is that I guess you would know that God loves all people. He loves all people, regardless of what their belief system is. He loves all people because it makes sense, because he has created all people. So he loves his creation. He truly does. And so we're instructed in the word to pray for all men everywhere. We're to make intercessions for them. So I'm proposing that from June 28th to July 27th, we make intercessions and pray for those who are of the Muslim faith, those who are not believers in the Son of God, who is the only one, Jesus Christ. He's the only begotten Son. We would pray that the light of heaven would shine upon them. Now, I have many friends that are Muslims in their belief system. Wonderful people. I do business with them, have chats and conversation with them. I'm talking about wonderful people. Don't get caught up in what you hear in the news and think that everyone is some kind of hater. That's not the case. That's not the case. That's not my experience at all. I have wonderful friends, wonderful people that subscribe to the Muslim faith. And so we want them to even come into the light of Jesus Christ. Like we're in the light. We want the same for them. So during that 30-day period from June 28th to July 27th, I'm committing myself to praying and fasting for the renewal and the birth of something awesome among the Muslim nations.
Hallelujah.
And I would invite you to join me in that period. Now, you're talking about pleasing God. That's the kind of stuff we do that pleases God. Because God has a plan. He says, I know the plans I have for you. And that is true for all peoples. And his plan is, go to Psalm chapter 2, please. Read that and embrace that psalm. That's a prophetic uttering from the prophet David. And David records how the Father said to the Son, ask of me, and I will give you the nations. In your King James translation, it would say the heathen. Well, the word heathen is the word ethnos there, and it means nations. I will give you the nations. This is the Father speaking to the Son, imploring him to ask. I will give you the nations and the utmost parts for a possession. All of the nations belong to God, all of them. They all are owned by God. And so we must agree with that if we're going to be on the same page with God. And we must move forward and draw near. And we'll hear his heartbeat for the nations. So we'll be praying for all of the Muslim nations, and we'll name them one by one. They're all over, predominantly in Africa and the Middle East, and some in Europe, some in Asia. They're all over. In fact, the Muslim faith is the fastest growing religion in the earth today. That is fact. The fastest growing religion in the earth today. The Muslim religion or faith. Okay? So what we are praying for is a move of God among those nations, among those people. And as I said earlier, I have Muslim friends and great people, great people. I mean, we truly love each other, except that we don't belong, or we are not on the same page as it relates to who Jesus Christ is. And we want them to have the same peace. And don't you? Of course you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what it's about. So I'm just way in advance heralding that event, because it's an opportunity for us to have the right spirit, right thoughts concerning our Muslim neighbors and friends and co-workers. Let's have the right spirit. Let's not look at them as something weird. They're God's creation, and they're in a search just like you and I were in a search. And God is willing to have them find Him in a much greater way. They're seekers. So all during that period, and even now, begin to practice having a different eye towards people that you could clearly identify for whatever reason, maybe the way they talk, maybe the way they dress and all of that. You can clearly identify that they're Muslim. Have the greatest smile towards them, the greatest smile, the greatest blessing, if you will. Say, bless you. God bless you. Bless them. Don't curse them. Bless them. And you're thereby an instrument in God's hands, pouring out love, mercy, grace, and compassion in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, for all men, that you have created all of us. Help us, Lord, as we approach that season, to have the heart of Christ towards all men. In the name of Jesus. The heart of Christ towards all men. Get his heart. Praise the Lord. Okay, our time is certainly winding up. And what I would like to do is help us to get to the top of the mountain, if you will. And so what we're going to do, we're just going to go probably, I don't know, 60 seconds or less over the time that we normally end at, so that we can pray this prayer. And it's a prayer for you to be in the place that God wants you to be all this week. And there are some of us that may be starting out in the valley, in the place of the valley. And we want to pray against the spirits of the valley today. We want to do that. We want to head for the mountaintop experience with the Lord, and being totally consecrated to Him. So I'm going to ask you to enter into this prayer as we pray, but from a very personal point and perspective. So I'll pray this prayer in the first person singular, so that each of us can take possession of this prayer and own it. And it's praying right from the Word of God, right from the Word. Every line of our prayer will be is taken from the Word of God. So let us enter in quickly. I bind and cast out all spirits that would attempt to keep me in a low place, and we do so in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we break the chariots of the enemies of the valley. Judges chapter 1, verse 19. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke and cast out the ravens of the valley. Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 17. In the name of the Lord, you are the God of the valleys. Cast out every valley spirit. We do so in the name of Jesus, according to 1 Kings chapter 20 and verse 28. By the power of God, let me be exalted and the spirits of the valley be smitten by your power, 2 Samuel chapter 8 and verse 13. I bind and rebuke every Goliath that would challenge me in the valley, 1 Samuel 17, verse 1 to 4. Let all the giants of the valley be destroyed, Joshua 15, 8. Fight against each spirit of the valley, and let my enemies be avenged in the valley, Joshua chapter 10, verse 12 through 14. Let every Achan in my life be destroyed in the valley, and let my enemies be destroyed in the valley, Joshua chapter 7, verse 24 to 26. I loose myself from every Delilah spirit operating in the valley. Judges chapter 16 and verse 4. Let my valley places be blessed in the name of Jesus, according to 2 Chronicles 20 and 26. Open a door of hope in all my valleys. Hosea chapter 2 and verse 15. I destroy every Edomite spirit in the valley. I do so in the name of Jesus Christ. 2 Kings 14 and 7. Let water flow in every valley place of my life, according to Joel 3:18. Let every valley place in my life be exalted, according to Luke chapter 3 and verse 5. I smite Amalek and destroy him in the valley, according to 1 Samuel 15, verse 3 to 5. I smite all the Midianites in the valley, according to the glory and the purposes of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. You want to have the victory in the valley. And the valley becomes a mountaintop experience. So praise the Lord. Trust God this week. Today's amazing Monday. and step into it. Step into it. It's a brand new day, brand new week. Don't let the enemy intimidate you. Keep God's peace in your heart, and he will exalt you. That's his purpose. That's his plan. Amen. Well,
amen.
Let us enter into a benediction that brings us the grace of God. It allows, it's a portal for the grace of God. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 18. Brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. And
yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
All right. Yes. Be the blessing.
All right. Shalom, everyone.
God bless you on this amazing Monday.